Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Very excited for the game this Thursday night to play at home in front of our students, in front of our family and friends and fans, and hopefully a lot of people here in the community of Waco.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Excited to play West Virginia. I think Coach Brown is one of the great coaches in college football. The job he did at Troy was absolutely fantastic. He's a good man to get to know, and he and his staff are doing a great job right now of building that team, that young football team.
Coach Rule and his staff, they're to be commended. They've done an excellent job. Year three, and to go where they were when they took over the program to where they're at now, I think it's incredible.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
This is a league from top to bottom that I think that's really good. I've known that for a long time. I think that depending on what Saturday you play or Thursday you play, I think anybody's capable of beating anybody.
You can't play this game looking at the scoreboard. You know, you have got to just go play. And I think those messages that we say all the time, they were just reinforced by the games that happened this weekend.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the Voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome to John Morris Show on a rainy, cool Tuesday in Central Texas. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Heard from Coach Matt Rule, Baylor head coach, and Coach Neil Brown, the West Virginia head coach, in the open today. Baylor in West Virginia coming up Thursday at McLean Stadium. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. Speaking of Neil Brown, first year at West Virginia. I don't have the audio pulled up today, but I tell you what, I'll pull that out tomorrow.
Okay.
So we've talked about this before, but Neil was at he's been in the Big 12 before. He was at Texas Tech as an offensive coordinator. In fact, he told a story at his press conference this week about him recruiting Michael Brewer, Charlie Brewer's older brother, to Texas Tech. He's the one who got him to Tech. So he knows the Brewer family. He said he's known Charlie since he was in elementary school, knows the family really well, always pulls for him, except this week,
yeah.
You know, and you can understand that. But pretty cool history there between Neil Brown and the Brewer family, now coaching against Charlie coming up on Thursday.
I like stories like that where all there's little neat intricals, you know, of different scenarios like that. And for him to be knowing Charlie for a while will be, you know, cool to see how that plays out. I'm sure he knows all his ins and outs,
yeah.
But just to see the interaction with them pre-game, post-game will be nice as well.
Yeah, that's a cool little sidelight story to the game coming up on Thursday. Another is, so Neil Brown, I've known about him, and like I said, he was in the Big 12 at Texas Tech, knew his name, never met him before, and then he went on, had coaching jobs. He was at Kentucky as an assistant, and then was at Troy before getting the job at West Virginia this year. But I've always known about him because he is from Danville, Kentucky. He and I are from the same hometown. And so, you know, when I first discovered that, I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. And then lo and behold, our paths cross here in the Big 12. I've told this story before, so forgive me if you've heard it. But when we played basketball at West Virginia last year, when we played the game up there, I asked Mike Montoro, is their media relations guy for football. And I said, hey, Mike, I sent him an email before the game even. Hey, is Coach Brown going to be at the game, the basketball game? We're from the same hometown. I'd love to meet him and introduce myself. And he said, I don't know. I'll check. And so he does check. He gets back with me and says, sorry, he's going to be on the road recruiting. He won't be there. And I said, no problem. Hopefully somewhere down the road. So Big 12 football media days this year, remember in July in Arlington, it's the second day and West Virginia is there on the second day. And I'm standing at one point and Mike Montoro kind of walks right toward me and points at me and he says, Coach Brown wants to meet you. And I said, that's great. I'd love to meet him also. But Mike had remembered me asking about that and telling him that we were from the same hometown, and mentioned it to Coach Brown. So he does some interviews, and then he comes over, and he walks over, and the first thing he says is, my mom says I need to meet you. And I said, oh, that's great. So we talked for a minute, and turns out his mom is from, so Neil's from Danville, and his mom, he said, my mom lives in Gravel Switch. And I said, I know right where that is. Gravel Switch is a little, you know, kind of hole in, you know, bend in the road, basically right outside Danville. But his mom lived there, and she knew that I did play-by-play for Baylor, I don't know how, and was from Danville also. So she had told Neil, her son, you need to meet this John Morris guy. So that was kind of funny. But we had a good conversation. And so in Danville, small town, if you're inside the city limits, you go to Danville High School.
Right.
If you're outside the city limits but in the county, you go to Boyle County High School. And these are two schools, I mean, it's Titletown, USA.
Right.
These two schools have combined for 19 state titles, 11 by Danville, 8 by Boyle County. And so great, you know, history there and between both of those two schools. When I was in school, Danville was, you know, had the upper hand. I would say right now, Boyle County probably has the upper hand. But when so I went to Danville, and I was a, you know, slow-footed first baseman, you know, played baseball there. Yeah. Neil was an absolute superstar. He was like a three-sport, you know, I don't know if he was all-state in all three.
Right.
But, you know, to that level of just a great athlete in three different sports. He had the Boyle County High School receiving record, you know, for yards in a career. I don't know if he still holds that or not. Just a stud, you know, for Boyle County High School. So the audio that I was referencing was early in this year, Danville played Boyle County. They play each other every year. So Coach Brown's coaches show on Thursday night before, you know, games on Saturday, I sent Tony Caridi, who'll be on with us tomorrow. Tony's the voice of the Mountaineers. I sent him a text, and I said, hey, ask Coach Brown about this. And I referenced the Danville-Boyle County rivalry. And so I've got that audio of them talking about it on their coach's show. So I don't have it today. I'm sorry. Big lead up and then bad finish. But I'll pull that, and we'll have that tomorrow.
Is he the only person, like, you know, in this industry that you've met from your hometown?
Let's see. I'm sure there are others. I mean, I don't know. Nobody else that I can think of right now. It's a pretty small town.
I think that's unique, though, especially with a small town scenario, how y'all just, you know, you end up in the same conference, you know, everything. It's just a very unique tale.
That's it. I mean, he could have been anywhere, but here he, you know, ends up in the Big 12, which is really cool. And he was very friendly. You know, when we got to visit, and I said, you know, the skating rink on the bypass in Danville. And he said, yeah. He said, my dad built that and ran that for many years. And he said, no kidding. So we had some, you know, a little bit of commonality there. So
I think that's funny about his mom. You know, saying you need to meet. That's so, like, traditionally Southern. Like, you know, your mama tells you need to go meet somebody.
That's true. That's exactly right. And I know she is, I don't know if she'd be coming to the game this week. I think she spends the football season in Morgantown, you know, to be there. But it'd be fun if she's at the game. I'll check, you know,
get
down
a picture
in that
with
booth.
Her. Yeah.
That would be fun. But
that
she said, you need to meet this John Morris guy.
That's so funny.
So pretty funny. So Baylor and West Virginia comes up Thursday night, 7 o'clock at McLean Stadium. Growloween, you know about that. Tailgating area will be tailgating / trick-or-treating area beginning at 4 p.m. on Saturday. It's going to be some great trick-or-treating options for you out there in tailgating. In Touchdown Alley coming up on Thursday, so keep that in mind. Kids under 14 in costume get in free. Baylor student costume contest for the game as well. I think I would like to dress like Tony Caridi, the voice of the Mountaineers. I don't know if I could pull that off or not.
You don't think you
could? No, I'm still thinking about it. So
you should show up in costume.
Yeah, we'll talk to him about it tomorrow.
I'll do like a swap, like he dressed up like you. And
nah, he's not doing that. He's not doing that. But I don't know if we'll dress up. JJ might dress up.
You got to. It's Halloween. You got to take advantage of that. This doesn't happen every year. You don't play on Halloween every year.
That's true. That's exactly
right. Get into the groove.
Hate to miss the opportunity.
Yeah.
But big game for the Bears, and Baylor trying to get to 8-0 on the season, get to 5-0 in Big 12 conference play. West Virginia comes in trying to snap the bubble, bust the bubble of the Bears. 7 o'clock kickoff on Thursday. Our coverage here begins at 3 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. Then the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show on the air at 5 p.m. live from Touchdown Alley, and then kickoff at 7. It's here on ESPN Central Texas. Television is on ESPN Television on Thursday.
I think it's a sense of motivation as far as on West Virginia's part when they look at sit back and look at how it unfolded over the weekend. You know, the coach could sit there and say, look, you're going in here, look at all these upsets. You know, don't give up on yourself. You can easily go in here and do this. I mean, it's just a perspective thing that they could look at.
That's exactly right. And that cuts both ways, too.
Yes.
You know, it's Coach Rule saying, look at all these upsets. Be ready, you know. And, you know, I think he always has them ready. But, that works for both sides, really, for West Virginia saying, look, you know, it happened. K-State beat Oklahoma. You know, TCU beat Texas, so it can happen.
I think that's just – it shows the parity in the conference this year. It's not just you have a couple of teams at the top, and, you know, it's the middle is so good, you know, and competitive, and that it shows that any game, any moment, anybody can win. It's just fun to watch.
Yeah, really good top to bottom. And every team, you know, with Kansas getting the win on Saturday over Texas Tech, every team in the league now has at least one conference victory. All right, here's what we have coming up in the hour. We're going to visit with Ryan McGuire, Baylor volleyball coach. New poll out yesterday. Baylor is now number 3 in the nation. Texas moved up to the top spot in the national rankings after beating Baylor 3-0 last week in Austin. But Baylor doesn't fall far, just number 3 in the nation. And they play tomorrow night. Is that tomorrow? Yeah, it is. Tomorrow in Norman against Oklahoma to start the second half of the conference round-robin schedule. It is tomorrow,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
At 7 o'clock. So we'll visit with Coach Ryan McGuire. We'll also visit with John Capron, Baylor cross-country coach. Baylor is hosting the Big 12 cross-country championships this Saturday.
Where do they host that?
Right behind us here at Cottonwood Creek.
I was wondering, because I came in on Saturday, and I heard some noise over there, and I looked, there's people running. I guess it was like a high school cross-country thing.
I think that was TAPS that was going on last weekend, was it?
Yeah, it was last, I think it was Saturday.
Yeah, I think that was TAPS cross-country that was going on there, but it's a good course.
See, I didn't know they did cross-country things at golf courses. That caught me off guard.
Yeah. Now, Baylor, when they host the Big 12s, this is where it's been historically, so.
See, I didn't know if it was like, my initial thoughts were like at Cameron Park or something, maybe, because they have all the trails, but.
Yeah.
I was curious.
Yep, no, it's here. So visit with John Capron about that coming up as well. So we got that coming up in the hour. Glad you're with us, off and running on this Tuesday morning. Chilly outside. Be aware of that as you step outdoors. Wet roads, so give yourself a little extra time driving wherever you might be. And just be careful out there on the roads this morning. Take a break. Be right back. John Morris Show brought to you in part by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Hi, this is Brad Sham. Stonewood Dental is your comfortable and remarkable home for a full spectrum of general dentistry starting at age 6 months. They feature a specialized treatment of TMJ pain known as bioesthetics, the highest degree of bite correction treatment that relieves patients of pain and gives them the smile of a lifetime. From simple fillings to full cosmetic reconstructions, Stonewood Dental also specializes in oral or IV sedation, implants, and wisdom teeth removal. They accept most insurance policies, including Medicaid and CHIP, at Stonewood Dental in Robinson.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm, Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll leave you two alone.
Celebrate McRib season with McDonald's.
Enjoy two McRib sandwiches for only $6. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and four rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
Pat Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas and Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. With our best truck deals of the year, come see the difference. So many of our friends rave about transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits, compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations, will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning, brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean Hunt today at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. Also brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Want to remind you that a little different schedule with the Baylor Club this week. Home Baylor football game, yes, but on a Thursday, not on a normal Saturday. So they've got Wednesday Night Live coming up tomorrow night. Normally what they do on Fridays before Baylor home games, they'll do tomorrow night. So a big deal there, Wednesday Night Live with Brian and Jeremy. Knox Hall member tailgate opens at 4 p.m. on Thursday. Then normal hours on Friday and Saturday, and no brunch on Sunday. But direct your attention to the Wednesday Night Live at the Baylor Club coming up on, Wednesday, tomorrow night, the night before the game. So normally on Fridays, but on Wednesday this week. Check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com, or you can give them a call if you have questions, 254-710-8080. That's also the number to make reservations. Get your spot saved for any time, whether it's lunch or dinner, Wednesday Night Live, any of that at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. All right, next segment, we're going to visit with Ryan McGuire, Baylor Volleyball. First loss of the year 1 week ago. Tomorrow. They lost in Austin to Texas. Texas was number four in the nation at the time. Baylor was number one. The new poll this week, Texas moves to number one. Baylor drops to number three. But still, I mean, that's, you know, you look at it from a Big 12 perspective. Two of the top three teams in the nation are from the Big 12.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's understandable with Baylor making that drop. I mean, you could see them switching, maybe Baylor going to four, but it is correct for Baylor to be at three. And, yeah, for the conference as a whole, I mean, that's amazing to have two of the top three teams in there, you know, and it just shows that that's where the championships are going to come through the Big 12, essentially, in the end. And just to see, I'm excited to watch this next matchup and see how Baylor responds now that they get them on their home court and everything, and it should be fun.
Yeah, November 20th is the date when Texas comes to Waco. That'll be a big one in the Farrell Center. So we'll visit with Coach Ryan McGuire about all of that when we come back. Stay with us. Ryan McGuire, Baylor volleyball coach, when we return. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. At a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. In a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line.
Texas Professional Exteriors, with no remodel job too big or too small. They're locally owned and operated by Darren Farmer. More than 18 years is your one-stop shop for all your residential and commercial remodeling needs. When you need a professional contractor you can trust, you call the best, Texas Professional Exteriors. Right now, with a full kitchen or bathroom remodel, you get free granite countertops. Whatever you need, they're going to take care of you. You can Google them and check out their brand new website, as well as check them out on Facebook. Give them a call, 254-235-2500. Texas Professional Exteriors.
There are a lot of advantages in Texas. Great barbecue, Friday night football, friendly folks, and great Texas-only Ram deals at Allen Samuels. Buy a new Ram Lone Star at Allen Samuels now and get extra Texas incentives. Choose 0% APR financing for 60 months or 1.9 for 72. Or choose up to $9,500 in values. Ram Power Days at Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
When you're out for adventure, get there faster in a Jeep from Allen Samuels. Look around. There's more adventure in Texas than anywhere else. During Jeep Adventure Days, the world-class subcompact Renegade is up to $7,000 in values. Qualified buyers can choose special financing through Chrysler Capital. Amazing year-end deals from Waco's most adventurous dealer, Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
Celebrate McRib season with McDonald's.
Enjoy two McRib sandwiches for only $6. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Looking for a new place to watch the game? Go to Louisiana Crab Shack in Central Texas Marketplace and also enjoy the best New Orleans-style cuisine in town. Baylor offensive lineman Sam Tecklenburg met with the media yesterday ahead of the Bears' Thursday night game with West Virginia. Tecklenburg discussed how the ups and downs for the past two seasons have prepared them for the moment.
I think everything up to this point for the older guys on our team, it's kind of prepared us. I feel like we have a pretty good perspective on where we are right now. We've had some different situations. Been 6-0 before. We were 7-0 my very first year here, so I can see how teams can keep something like that going.
You can hear this interview and all others on CentexSportsFan.com or download the Centex Sports Fan app in iTunes.
Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
No, I think you do look at it a little bit because it goes back to, okay, what have we learned through the first half of conference? You know, who have we beat? How have we beaten? How have we been vulnerable? Who has beaten us? And what do we need to do going forward? You know, there's some things that we can do, take away from that we got to really hold on moving forward. And I think there's some things we got to improve on.
Here's the voice of the Bears.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. That's Ryan McGuire, volleyball coach at Baylor. Baylor number 3 in the nation this week and about to begin the second half of the conference round-robin schedule. They'll do so on the road in Norman against Oklahoma coming up tomorrow night. Pleased to be joined by Coach Ryan McGuire with us this morning. Coach, first off, the win over West Virginia on Saturday, 3-1. Your 100th at Baylor. Congratulations on that milestone victory.
John, thank you very much. It's gone by fast. Some days seem longer than others, but then, this year's definitely going by quickly. So, wonderful group to coach, and glad I get to celebrate 100 with him.
Well, it has happened fast. You're in the middle of your fifth season here, so do the math, 20-plus wins per season. So, a lot of success, and this year's team certainly right there among the best that you've had. How nice was it to bounce back after your first loss of the year, the loss in Austin, to bounce back with the win over West Virginia?
Well, we say we've always tried to learn in the wins, and you definitely learn in the losses. So we were able to come back from Texas, take away some things that we know we got to get better at, and we were able to see some of those things come through in the West Virginia match, specifically keeping our middles involved. Kara and Shelley both had great matches against West Virginia, and for the 2 days that we had to prep, that was something that we were focused on.
And didn't you say after the match the middles moving faster or being quicker? Was that something that was kind of a point of emphasis?
Yeah, we need to, they can both hang and bang, and they see the court really well, but sometimes they just need to get off the floor and just kill it. For the opponent's middles to have to commit on them. I think, at Texas, they did a great job kind of reading Hannah Locken a little bit, and we're getting hands across.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, we lost you for a second. Coach, you there? Coach, you there? Really strange. We'll redial with Coach McGuire. I don't know what that was. That was really odd. We'll redial and get connected back with him coming up in a moment. Baylor lost to Texas last week, 3-0 down in Austin. Did bounce back with the win over West Virginia in the Farrell Center on Saturday. 3-1 was the final there. Now, and they wrap up the first half of the conference round robin schedule with a 7-1 conference mark, 17-1 overall. And thank you, Garrett. Got Coach McGuire back with us. We lost you there for a second. Sorry about that. Question was about, just coming out of the Texas match. You can always learn from every match, but what are some of the takeaways following the Texas loss?
Texas did a good job serving really tough. We've been really good. We've been top passing team in conference, but they won that battle, they won that challenge, so we need to get back to make sure we're serving at ourselves tough in practice as well. And I feel like we've been serving at a good in percentage, but we need to crank up our serves, put a little bit more pressure on our opponents. Our defense has been good, but when you're in system, it's a little bit harder. Texas being in system, we weren't slowing them down, so we got to be more disruptive with our serving.
I think this is an indication of you and your coaching style, but the team doesn't get too high after a win, doesn't get too low after a loss, pretty even keel over the course of a long season. That's a good sign, isn't it? And maybe a good sign or a sign of a veteran team.
We're definitely have some great, great leadership. We've been talking about the 6 seniors all year, and there's great maturity in that. I think, we've had a lot of good victories because we've been able to weather the storm and maybe sustain some momentum runs by other teams and really limit and keeping those short. I think we've been able to have some good wins by not getting too high when we've been up, and to just, you know, make sure we stay focused and finish off those matches. But we got a second half of conference here, and it's only gets tougher moving forward. But I love the group we're going to battle with.
So this is the midway point. You've played everybody once. You'll play everybody, you know, a second time over the course of the remainder of the season. Do you, I ask you this Saturday, but do you stop and assess where you are kind of at the midpoint, or do you just keep moving forward, you know, and focus on Oklahoma tomorrow night?
Well, at this point, yeah, it's back to focus on Oklahoma. You know, we did assess after West Virginia as a staff, and again, those things where we got to, middles have to be faster. We got to be more aggressive with our serves. We got to make sure we're working harder to be in system. And then I always do look forward to the second half, because we can add some wrinkles and some things that we haven't done in the first half. You know, Shelly was able to make some attacks that you know, in the West Virginia match that she hasn't done all year long. And, you know, you also got to be ready for other teams that are have seen you as well, and they're maybe they feel they have a game plan that will be different than the first time you saw them.
I gotcha. So pretty good chess match, huh? When you play everybody twice, once at home and once on the road.
It is, you know, and I think when you beat them the first time, you really got to focus a little bit harder, because, you know, when you lose, you're like, you don't want that to happen again, and you're able to see all the reasons you were losing points. You know, Oklahoma's sitting right there third. They're just one game behind us. And, you know, in our match, we really, really limited in them. But I know Norman's going to be a different story. And they're a young team that's been getting better throughout the year.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock from Norman. Final question. In the polls, you're now number 3 in the nation. What about RPI? Did you stay number 1 in the RPI?
We're still at number 1. And, you know, we need to take care of business for two reasons. One, because it'd be so great to be able to host a regional round that's never happened to Baylor before. And two, and the real reason is Coach Sam Erger is due with her her baby around that time. So if we don't do our job and host, then she's not going to be able to travel. And we want her. We need her on the bench. So we're going to keep fighting hard so we can keep that seed, and you know, at that point the committee's just got to do their job.
That's great motivation. Do you have T-shirts, anything like win it for Sam or anything like that?
You know, I'm sure we can come up with something. She brings so much energy. It is amazing what she's been doing just as a coach, and being so many months pregnant. Like, it's her energy that she brings each day has been great for us. And just her, Jason and Shelby are just great examples of, you know, coaches that are doing it the right way.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, appreciate your time. Thanks very much. Safe travels to Oklahoma, and good luck starting the second half of the conference schedule.
All right. Thank you, John.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much. Ryan McGuire, Baylor volleyball coach, Baylor at Oklahoma tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Baylor number 3 in the nation. And he's right. If you look at the Big 12 standings, you know, we talk a lot about Texas, Baylor, Texas, mm-hmm. you know, the top two. But Oklahoma's sitting there in third, and they're just a game back of Baylor at 6-2 at this point.
Yeah, and how the round robin thing is set up, like he touched on it with, you know, they've played you. They know your tendencies, and they've had time to, you know, sit back and drop a game plan. So this second the second set down the stretch is going to be very difficult for them.
Yep. So that's ahead for Baylor volleyball. They continue just a great season, 17-1 overall, and now 7-1 in Big 12 conference play at Oklahoma tomorrow night. Take a break. Back in a moment. Baylor cross country hosting and Waco hosting the Big 12 cross country championships this Saturday morning here in Waco at Cottonwood Creek, right behind where we're located right now. Visit with John Capron about that when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently,
take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Socorro Family Ford is truly a family dealership.
We work here every day, so you can always talk to family. And we're proud to serve the needs of Central Texas families like yours.
Come see us for your next vehicle. We'll make it easy for you to get the new Ford you want. Choose from over 150 cars, trucks, and SUVs here on our lot. And if we don't have exactly what you're looking for, let us know. We'll get it for you.
Socorro is not just the name of a building. It's who we are.
That's why we say at Socorro Family Ford, our family makes the difference.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Miller Lite is brewed for every Cowboys fan who knows Miller Lite has been the only beer of the Cowboys since day one. Because when it comes to your team and your beer, you never compromise. That's why we brew Miller Lite with great taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite. Hold true. Celebrate responsibly. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat.
Amanda Cunningham with Coldwell Banker Apex is one of the only global luxury specialists in Waco, Texas. List your luxury property with Amanda Cunningham to receive immediate exposure to Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Mansion Global, and more. With her global network and extended international reach, she can help you find the perfect vacation or family home anywhere around the world. To find more info, tune in to ESPN Radio Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 9 and 10 a.m. or find Amanda on Facebook.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Looking for a new place to watch the game? Go to Louisiana Crab Shack in Central Texas Marketplace and also enjoy the best New Orleans-style cuisine in town. Baylor offensive lineman Sam Tecklenburg met with the media yesterday ahead of the Bears' Thursday night game with West Virginia. Tecklenburg discussed how the ups and downs for the past 2 seasons have prepared them for the moment.
I think everything up to this point for the older guys on our team, it's kind of prepared us. I feel like we have a pretty good perspective on where we are right now. We've had some different situations. Been 6-0 before. We were 7-0 my very first year here, so I can see how teams can keep something like that going.
You can hear this interview and all others on CentexSportsFan.com or download the Centex Sports Fan app in iTunes.
Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. Pleased to have you with us. Cool outside, a little bit damp. Be careful on the roads. Be careful out there. Hey, we've talked a lot about Baylor football hosting West Virginia, a Thursday night game at McLean Stadium. Maybe that frees up your Saturday a little bit if you're looking for something to do, Baylor athletics-wise. How about the Baylor hosting the Big 12 Cross Country Championships this Saturday morning at Cottonwood Creek Golf Course? And John Capron joins us now, Baylor cross country coach, to talk about all that. Cap, good morning, and appreciate you joining us today. How are things?
Doing great, JMO. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Great to visit with you. Nice to host. Is it nice to host, or does it put so much more work on you?
Well, the folks at Cottonwood have been great of just putting up with us out here.
Right.
But the weather has provided a little bit of a degree of difficulty for the setup, but we'll take it. We'll take that one for the team as long as we get Saturday nice. So, I encourage everybody to come out. It's going to be a nice Saturday. Nice place to go for a nice walk in the morning, bring your coffee, go for a lovely stroll on the lovely grounds at Cottonwood and cheer on the Bears.
So how difficult does this rain, you know, and just the overall weather conditions make the setup the next couple of days?
Well, trying to paint 5 kilometers of lines on a golf course makes it's a little difficult when it's raining. But we got a couple gaps here and there, and we're working around the golfers a little bit. So Coach Harbor and I are out here actually right now kind of squeezing it in.
Oh, are you? Okay. Well, you're right behind us then. You know the station is right here off Bagby,
yeah.
So you're right there behind us.
Yes, sir.
Very cool.
Yes, sir.
And it is, you know, it is a lot of work when you host, you know, as exemplified by what you guys are doing right now. But is there an advantage, you know, being you don't have to travel and maybe you know the course better than some other schools?
Oh yeah, we've been working out here this whole season, basically at least one or two workouts a week, so I hope they know the course. They need to. I told them at the beginning of the year, you can embrace it like a brother and get to know it or fight it like a brother, but you better get to know it real well. So kind of one of those things, they just need to figure out how they're going to approach it, but they're going to need to know it real well, and they've done that through the workouts we put out here.
What do you like? I mean, what makes a good cross-country course, especially for a conference championship meet?
You want it to be fair, but you also don't want it to be boring. I mean, this course is far from boring. It actually is a little bit deceptive in that you kind of walk out past the clubhouse, and you're like, oh, kind of flat, and it is nothing of the sort.
There's right.
Pretty long, gradual hills on here that stack up if you run up a couple times at speed. So looking forward to having our kids maybe a little bit better prepared for that than some others. So hopefully that helps us out a little bit, plus a good home crowd.
And give us a snapshot of your season to this point.
Well, been kind of slowly progressing, but I think things are coming together at the right time. I haven't had my whole team really all together yet. So this
wow.
is the first week I'm actually going to have my whole team put together because of injury. So on the ladies' side, I've been missing Sarah. Was her first week back last race in Alcala Station. And she, you know, performed pretty admirably coming back from injury. But then that was the week that Haley, one of my seniors, was gone. So we're kind of seeing what we can do when everybody's here. And I think they're confident coming off of the A&M meet. So on the ladies' side, I kind of expect them to all to expect pretty big things from themselves. And A&M was a great jumping-off point, essentially. I think they gained a lot of confidence, and they know they can run faster, which is a good place to be coming into the conference meet. And then on the guys' side, kind of just getting everybody going in the right direction. And, again, almost had everybody put together for the A&M meet. And then Ryan Hodge, one of my redshirt freshmen, knee was bugging him a little bit, and we just sort of decided to save it for the big meet. So he's back going again, and they took great care of him in the training room, and he's ready to go now too. So I'm excited to see basically when you put all the pieces together what we can accomplish.
Yeah, hey, that's good. I mean, so as healthy as you've been all season is
yes,
what
sir.
You'll be this Saturday. That's great.
Yep.
10 a.m. for the men, right? 11 a.m. for the women?
Correct. That's 8K for the men, and the ladies will follow at 11 with the 6-kilometer race.
Okay. And I was a little surprised to see that. I thought y'all would normally start, you know, crack of dawn, 7 or 8 or 8 or 9 or something like that. Is that normal, 10 and 11?
Well, we like to do it as kind of the NCAA dictates a little bit. Sometimes
okay.
we try to slide it a little earlier to dodge the temperatures, but we're glad we didn't push for that this year because I think it's going to be just fine at 10 and 11 and probably would have been a little chilly at 8 and 9.
That's true. And y'all don't mind a little bit of chill, right?
No, yeah, they warm up pretty quick once they get going at their race pace. So we don't mind it being a little chilly.
All right. We'll let you and Coach Harbor get back to painting the course out there. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, and good luck on Saturday.
Appreciate it, JMO. Thanks
all right.
much.
Thanks very much. John Capron, Baylor's cross-country coach. Baylor hosting the Big 12 cross-country championships right here at Cottonwood Creek. It's Saturday morning, 10 a.m. for the men, 11 a.m. for the women. And it's fun to watch. It really is. Mm-hmm. If you think, I don't want to go watch some, you know, watch them run around. But you can find one spot on the course and really see not the whole course,
right.
but you can see, you know, pick the finish line or start, you know, somewhere there, and you can see a lot of the race. So it really is fun to watch.
I think he brings up a good point about them being able to practice on the course, you know, and have an idea of, you know, what areas might, you know the terrain. So you know how to, you know, face it when you're going forward. So that gives you somewhat of an advantage. But also being able to have your whole team back for the first time in a while, that's going to be really beneficial for them.
Yeah, that's huge. Like he said, as healthy as they've been all year. So that's really big for Coach Cap and Baylor Cross Country this week. All right, appreciate him. Thanks very much. And let's give you our day of the day. Garrett says today is World Stroke Day. And now this seeks to emphasize the serious nature and high rates of stroke. The day is also observed to raise awareness of the prevention and treatment of strokes. Certainly very serious and
yeah,
good to get people thinking about this and ways to avoid it.
Yeah, it is. And be able to know the signs, because you never know when you're out in public or whatever. If you see somebody, you know, acting funny, if you know the signs and you could, you know, maybe be able to jump ahead and be proactive instead of reactive and help save somebody's life.
Yep, says here, knowing the early warning signs of stroke saves lives. Early symptoms of a stroke usually happen suddenly. Symptoms include numbness or weakness, especially on one side of the body, confusion or trouble talking, trouble seeing, dizziness or trouble walking, or a severe headache. So those are some of the signs. One way to remember it is FAST, F-A-S-T. F is facial weakness, A is arm weakness, S is speech difficulty, and T is time loss or brain loss. So remember those four letters, F-A-S-T, and certainly call 911 when these symptoms are present.
Yeah, that's one of those things that working at the hospital as long as I did, that's ingrained in you.
Yeah.
They teach you one of those acronyms, so that's one of those things that sticks with you.
I bet that's right. So National Stroke Day, just to raise awareness for watching, keeping a vigilant eye out, watching for folks maybe suffering those signs of stroke. All right, some birthdays we want to pass along to you before we move on. Today is Kim Rodriguez's birthday, Mrs. Coach Rod. Today's her birthday, so happy birthday to Kim Rodriguez. Jen Ward is my niece, lives up in Michigan. Today's okay. Jen's birthday, so happy birthday to Jen. It's cold here. I bet you it's colder there.
Slightly.
Yes.
It might be just a tad bit colder.
I bet it is in Michigan. Let's see. Who else do we have? Heather Beck works at Baylor now. Today's Heather's birthday. If you know her, give her a call, shout out, a text or something. Say happy birthday. Greg Glime, real estate magnate Greg Glime. Today's his birthday. Former Baylor catcher. Doing well. And Pat Combs' birthday is today. Pat's former Baylor pitcher, and he's my broadcast partner on the baseball TV broadcast.
Okay.
Pat pitched at Baylor, first-round draft pick of the Philadelphia Phillies, had a great career, and now it's great spending time with him on the baseball broadcast.
I bet that makes it easier when you have somebody with that much knowledge and insight of the game.
You have no idea.
To go play off of.
Oh, it's great. I always learn from him.
Exactly.
Always learn from him, so it's great. Hank Dickinson up at University of North Texas. Today is Hank's birthday. Nate Goodwin, another Baylor catcher. Today is Nate's birthday, so a couple of Baylor catchers in there. And let's see, anybody else, anybody to add?
Yeah, one of my best friends ever, Rachel Wislawczyk, today's her birthday. We've been friends since we were four.
Oh yeah.
And then yeah, so we're all good family friends and everything, so happy birthday to her.
Very cool, very cool. Well, happy birthday, Rachel. Well, there's a list of birthdays on this day. If we missed you, I apologize for that, but some big ones, some significant birthdays today, and happy birthday to all of you folks. Nobody else to add except Jim Gush, a former Baylor linebackers coach. Today is Coach Gush's birthday today as well, so mention him. So happy birthday to all you folks. That's our time for today. We appreciate you being with us. Looking forward to Game 6 of the World Series coming up tonight from Houston. Man, that place is going to be rocking tonight.
Are they
going to
close it out?
Facing Strasburg. Strasburg versus Verlander tonight.
That's going to be so good.
That's a great matchup for Game 6. It really is. I mean, Strasburg was so good in his – he pitched Game 2, right,
yeah,
and got the win in Houston. He was so good. Verlander was not as good as he has been, so I think he'll be better tonight. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a great matchup. I can't wait for this game.
It really is, and If Houston doesn't close it out, you know, and then it goes back to Washington and they do.
No, it's in Houston. No,
the final game would be as well?
Yes, it's 2-3-2. Okay. So if they don't win tonight, game seven would be in Houston tomorrow night.
All right, well, then that took my theory. Because I was going to say, if they, with the road wins, you know, winning it, that, man, the way the trend has been going with these road teams winning, you know, and I know that Washington's got a sour taste in their mouth. You've only scored 3 runs at home, you know, and you really got just demolished in front of your home fans, and they're wanting to repay the favor, which they did in the first 2 games.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, and just one that you definitely need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, it'd be great. 7 o'clock tonight, we'll have the broadcast beginning at 6 here on ESPN Central Texas, television on Fox. Game 6, an Astros win, and they are world champions for the second time in 3 years. A Nationals win tonight, and a decisive Game 7 comes up tomorrow night in Houston. So that'll be fun. We'll talk all about it tomorrow, and appreciate you being with us today. Thanks to Coach John Capron being on with us, Coach Ryan McGuire being on with us. Now stay tuned. Matt Mosley, the Matt Mosley Show, is coming up next here on ESPN Central Texas.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.